This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're starting a new project today, one that takes infrastructure development and demographics, culture and accessibility and economics and rolls them all into one. It's an every now and then kind of series that we are going to call At the Corner Of. We are at the corner of Hollywood and Vine, and we've come to talk to people, to find out what's going on literally in the heart of Hollywood. It's arguably the beginning of the entertainment business in this town. But it's also a place that's got a lot going on, right? There's construction, there is development, there is history, there's entertainment, there are social problems, and, of course, tourists. You got 2 minutes?
Yeah, sure. Right.
That's Sam and Elaine. They're in town from Cambridge, England. What were you expecting out of Hollywood?
More glitz and glam.
More glitz and glam. Yeah. So this isn't enough glitz and glam for you?
If we come 20, 30 years ago, it would be completely different and it would be really interesting.
So the really interesting part is that 20 years ago, it was a lot seedier.
Okay.
It was a lot worse.
Probably what we were looking for.
More than 6 million people visit Hollywood every year. The somewhat kitschy stars on the sidewalk are a reminder of Hollywood gone by. Audrey Hepburn, man, look at that. This is quite the strip. Vera Miles, Hal Roach, Jackie Coogan. But new development and the resulting construction are inescapable. Viacom, Netflix, and Fender Guitars are moving into one refurbished complex. Kimpton, Millennium, and Dream Hotels are going to be going up in the next couple of years. We needed some perspective on all of this, so I met up with Adrienne Glick-Kudler. She is the West Coast Features Editor for Curbed. They cover real estate. What's the big issue here right now in Hollywood?
The same issue it is all over Los Angeles, which is that there are several different forces who want to see a lot of change, who want to see a lot of development.
That change has been captured, of course, on the big screen. Cecil B. DeMille filmed the first feature-length film in Hollywood in 1913. He rented a barn on a citrus ranch just down the block from where we're standing, and movies have been a window on the neighborhood ever since.
I think of, like, Pretty Woman, which was shot in 1990, and, you know, Julia Roberts worked Hollywood Boulevard, and it was seedy, and there were cops, and there were murders, and that was, you know, dramatic, but it might have been the most realistic part of that movie.
Glick-Kudler says the tide began to turn with the Hollywood debut of the Red Line Metro extension in 1999 and the opening of a gigantic mall right next door to the theater where they hold the Academy Awards. Are you going to look for a marker and say, you know what? This is where Hollywood is now a place, and it's robust and functional.
Function is a high bar, I think. Los Angeles is in a housing crisis. It doesn't have enough. It needs a lot more. You know, what we're looking for now is, where is the more affordable housing? Where is the accommodations for locals?
Hollywood traditionally has been thought of as a tourist area, and what we're really seeing it become is more of a neighborhood, which I think is great.
Joseph Mariani works for the Hollywood Property Owners Alliance. 20 years ago, the nonprofit created a couple of business improvement districts. The idea was to convince private developers that Hollywood was a worthwhile bet. And several billion dollars later,
we had around 1,700 residential units here in 2000. We're at about 5,600 units. We have another 3,000 in the pipeline. So on top of that, we've seen a large increase in our office market, about 1.2 million in office space.
Those are all big and impressive numbers, but I want to get back to that neighborhood thing.
Sure.
I mean, if you talk to people out in the Hollywood neighborhood,
right,
they're not huge fans of what's going on here because rents are going up, availability is going down. It's tight.
Yeah, no, I think they're seeing it from, in my own opinion, it's from a myopic lens of just traffic, right? That they're seeing it from the traffic lens, that traffic is increasing, and that is true. But there's also a lot of good things that come with turning into a neighborhood. For instance, a lot of the retail mix has changed in Hollywood, whereas before it was primarily T-shirts and, you know, tourist souvenir shops, right? We're starting to see more residential businesses come in. You got Press Juicery, Dunkin' Donuts, and a CVS pharmacy across the street here.
It's kind of gentrification, but with a serious corporate bent.
It is. I mean, it's good and bad, I think, in some sense, but we're also focused on affordable housing as well. So it's not gentrification in the sense of the four-letter word gentrification. It's more gentrification in the sense of making Hollywood better for everybody.
It's going to take years to know whether Hollywood's actually better for everybody, but that is not going to stop the hopeful from rolling the dice. So tell me who you are.
My name is Monopoly.
Monopoly. Monopoly what?
Monopoly, well, it's Janelle, but they call me Monopoly. I'm a music artist. I sing and stuff.
That's excellent. What kind of music?
R&B, pop, everything.
Janelle just moved to town from Washington, D.C. She is all of 21 years old, takes classes at the Los Angeles Film School down the block.
Hollywood is excellent. I never thought I can, you know, get this far. I never seen palm trees in my life. So they just say, just be patient and, you know, be humble, be honest, be hungry. And that's what I'm driven for.
So is this a Hollywood dream? Is that what you got here?
I would say this is the Hollywood dream. This really is. I love it. I love it.
We did this first installment of At the Corner Of in Hollywood because, well, L.A. is where we are. But there are cities everywhere having the exact same kinds of troubles balancing development and livability. And we need your help finding them. Hit us up on Facebook. We're Marketplace Business News there, or on Twitter at Marketplace. Tell us what intersection near you we ought to think about going to next.